This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Since our economic future is so bound up with China's, consider this. The country's legislature convenes tomorrow in Beijing, and with it, a new Chinese buzzword has emerged as one answer to the economic troubles there. China's President Xi Jinping is embracing what is called supply-side reform, which has a kind of Reaganomics feel. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is on the line from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So the full term used by the Chinese president is supply-side structural reform. Please explain.
You know, for the last few decades, China's economic growth was heavily fueled by the supply side. It was the workshop of the world in the last 10 years, the workshop for itself, as it built trillions of dollars worth of infrastructure. China is now moving away from that model towards more of a consumer-led growth economy. And hundreds of state-owned companies that for decades provided this supply-side growth now have a lot less to do. So when Xi Jinping says supply-side reform, he's talking about shutting down many of these companies that have been bleeding money in recent years and cutting off state subsidies to them.
All right, so then it's a little bit ironic they're calling it supply side, because when I hear that term, I flash back to the band The Talking Heads in the 1980s and Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher.
I think there are some similarities here. I mean, just like Reaganomics, we're looking at potential cuts in government spending. Unlike America in the 1980s, there are 800 million workers in China, many who will be impacted by these types of supply-side reforms. Another challenge for President Xi is restoring investor confidence in the economy. Earlier this week, the ratings agency Moody's lowered its outlook on China from stable to negative, saying it was uncertain whether China was actually implementing economic reform. So whether or not the answer is supply-side reform, it's clear the rest of the world is hoping China will make some meaningful changes so that China's economy does, in fact, make the historic transition that it's been promising.
That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you for the briefing.
Thanks, David.